SRN News. I'm John Scott in Southern California. Cal Fire's David Acuna says red flag warnings will remain in effect.
We'll still have significant winds blowing through with an additional red flag warning potentially coming in over the weekend. So we are not out of the woods. We still have not had appreciable rain in Southern California. So all of the conditions that existed last week are still in place.
Forecasters say gusts could peak at 70 miles per hour along the coast and 100 miles per hour in the mountains and foothills. Small fires erupted in San Diego County, and one has led to evacuations. Also at SRNNews.com, a prisoner swap between the United States and Afghanistan's Taliban has freed two Americans in exchange for a Taliban figure imprisoned for life in California on drug trafficking and terrorism charges.
The deal to free Ryan Corbett and William McKenty was completed by Biden administration officials before the Democratic administration's term ended. That's according to a Trump administration official who was not authorized to comment publicly and requested anonymity. National security spokesman Brian Hughes thanked the government of Qatar for their assistance in brokering the deal. Hughes added that the Trump administration will continue to demand the release of all Americans held by the Taliban, especially in light of the billions of dollars in U.S. aid they've received in recent years. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
President Trump is announcing investments worth up to $500 billion for infrastructure tied to artificial intelligence by a new partnership formed by OpenAI, Oracle, and SoftBank. The White House says the new entity known as Stargate will start building out projects needed for the further development of the fast-evolving AI in Texas. The Dow up 487 points, the NASDAQ adding 127. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse continues to provide hurricane relief for North Carolina. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The giant Christian relief agency says it has helped more than 6,000 homeowners in small mountain towns and other rural areas devastated by the big storm that struck nearly 4 months ago. Scores of trailer homes and RVs have been provided by Samaritan's Purse to families whose houses were flattened by Helene, with more on the way. Ministry President Franklin Graham says more than 350 people have also accepted Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump has just begun his second term, but his influence already rippling through state capitals. Republican governors have announced Trump-themed policies on abortion, the LGBT agenda, and diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Even some Democratic governors are tapping into the themes Mr. Trump used to get elected, as far as their party will allow them. This is SRN News. A U.S. Border Patrol agent has been fatally shot in northern Vermont. The acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security said the agent was killed Monday in the line of duty. One suspect killed. A second suspect was taken into custody. Vermont State Police say the shooting happened in the afternoon on Interstate 91 in Coventry. A teen vandalizes a Wisconsin congressman's home office over the TikTok ban.
Republican Congressman Glenn Grothman had voted last April, along with a bipartisan group of lawmakers, for a bill that mandated TikTok's China-based parent company sell its U.S. operation by Sunday. Fond du Lac police say the fire was reported at 1 a.m. Sunday when the building was unoccupied. It was quickly extinguished and no injuries were reported. The man is being charged with arson. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.